It's happy birthday day to Carol Burnett, 90 today. The big special is tonight, isn't it, Dean?
Tonight, tonight on NBC, star-studded with old friends like Julie Andrews and new friends like Amy Poehler and Bob Odenkirk, her fairly newly discovered cousin, Bill Hader. You know, they did one of those... One of those Henry Gates, you know, Tracing Your Roots, that show that Carol Burnett on. Turns out she's related to Bill Hader. So it should be tons of great memories. I can't wait to watch it.
I saw a quote from her in some magazine, and they asked her, what does it feel like turning 90? And she said, I feel like I'm 11. She's definitely young at heart, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen her, you know, do her one-woman show several times. Here in Chicago and in the area, and she is as funny as ever, as quick as ever, as childish as ever, still doing her Tarzan yell at a moment's notice.
Good for her.
That's right.
Let's talk about what happened at this Taylor Swift concert, and now there's a GoFundMe page that some fans have started, right?
Yeah, this was a tragedy when the concert that took place in the Houston area late last week. Concert ends. People are leaving. A gentleman by the name of Jacob Lewis and his sister, who are big fans, were leaving the show. They were hit by a drunk driver. They were walking, and a drunk driver in a car came along. The man, Jacob Lewis, died at the scene. So other Taylor Swift fans set up a GoFundMe page. And as of last count, about 5 o'clock this morning, they had already raised $123,000 for the family, and money is still pouring in. Taylor Swift fans are, you know, they're loyal like no other. They are thoughtful like no other, and they're coming through like no other right now.
That was a terrible, terrible tragedy. Let's talk a little bit about Harry Belafonte. And I never got to meet him. I know you did. And one would imagine that the Harry Belafonte we knew from television and movies and his civil rights actions, I mean, that was the way he was all the time, even when he was away from the cameras, wasn't he?
Yeah, I had only met him, you know, much later in life. He was probably around, I don't know, maybe the year 2000, 2005, maybe something like that. He was in town for some charitable event, and really most of what he had done over the past 25 years were all civil rights issues that he was working on, mostly humanitarian issues that he was working on from all over the world. But what a life, you know, for this one that they call the King of Calypso. I mean, that's how he broke through with his, you know, the songs, the Banana Boat song, Deo, and Jamaican Farewell, and, you know, so many others that became so popular. That led to television for him. That led to him hosting his own television special, for which he won an Emmy Award, the first black man ever to win an Emmy Award. He won a couple of Grammy Awards. He got just all kinds of humanitarian awards through the years, because it was through his popularity of music and theater and movies that he became friends with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., very, very close friends with him. And he then joined him on many civil rights projects and political causes through the years. He talked frequently about just, you know, that he got very lucky and was able to change things. He and Sidney Poitier were both able to say, no, we don't want to play menial roles. We want to play substantial roles. And both of them, you know, sort of demanded that and got it. And kind of, boy, talk about paving the way for others. He most certainly did. I was so fortunate to sit and talk with him many times through the years. And you want to, it's one of these people that you just want to sit and listen. You don't even want to ask questions. You don't, you just want to absorb their wisdom, because they are so, so profound when they are talking. But also so funny is this clip. This is from an interview I did over at the Palmer House back in 2009.
If trying to get America to integrate was an act of villainy, then charge me with villainy. If to try to have the right to send kids to study on an equal basis, if that's a crime, then I'm guilty. If the right to have work, to tear down segregation, is an act of animus to this great nation, then so be it. So I stayed the course, and I think that there were a lot of sponsors I could have had whom I didn't get, but that's okay. I got something far bigger. When I first discovered Chicago was in 1943-44, when I volunteered to serve in the United States Navy and did my basic training up at the Great Lakes. Huh. And my holiday visits, the few we had, were here in Chicago.
So you probably tore up Chicago a little bit as a young man, I would imagine, in the Navy.
We tried.
You imagine back in the day, handsome man, just, you know, everyone swooning over him.
I'll think about that next time I'm up by Great Lakes. And he came to Chicago a lot. He got close to the Reverend Jesse Jackson in Operation Push, I know.
He did. He was here a couple of years ago up at Northwestern. He spoke to Northwestern. He was accompanied by Common, the singer and the actor, who is also very much the political activist. I've never really asked Common, but I have to think that he kind of based his life and career on Harry Belafonte's, because he broke through in music, broke through in the movies, and has parlayed all of that into becoming quite a voice for social change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people used the Harry Belafonte life and career as a role model. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and what's this admission we got from John Stamos, Dean?
Oh, this is such an interesting story. John Stamos was doing a podcast with somebody, and he revealed that when the show Full House first went on the air, he got the little Olsen twins fired from the show when they were just 11 months old. They were little infants at the time, but he said in this podcast that the babies wouldn't stop crying while they were trying to do a scene, and he couldn't concentrate. Nobody, you know, they couldn't get any filming done because these babies would never stop crying. So he apparently went to the producers and got the Olsen twins fired off of the show.
So he's bragging about this now? He's proud of this? It's on his resume?
I don't understand why. It's something you don't need to bring everything up in life when you're on a podcast. But anyway, they brought two other babies on to replace them. They were just infants at the time. But then they had the problem that these babies were not attractive enough. They didn't bring the same kind of sparkle to the show. So they brought the Olsen twins, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, as little babies. They brought them back onto the show, and somehow they were able to mitigate all the crying again. But, the rest turned out to be, Full House history. And, the Olsen twins today are worth like $2 billion. So however it worked out, it sure worked out for the Olsen twins.
Sure did. What's coming on the stream this week?
Well, let's see. We've got a whole bunch of things, including a new television series that is based on the classic thriller Fatal Attraction. Lizzie Kaplan and Joshua Jackson will be starring in this newly reimagined Fatal Attraction. It'll be on Paramount Plus beginning on Sunday. We've got a new streaming series called Citadel about spies for a global rogue agency who had their memories wiped out after the agency was shut down. And now they're trying to kind of recreate their past, trying to learn who they were in order to save the world. Priyanka Chopra Jonas is starring along with Stanley Tucci and Richard Madden. That'll be on Amazon Prime starting on Friday. Katherine Heigl's Firefly Lane be wrapping up its final season. That starts on Netflix tomorrow. We also have from HBO Max Elizabeth Olsen and Jesse Plemons in a true crime limited series called Love and Death. For new movies this week, there's the new Disney live-action story of Neverland, Peter Pan and Wendy. Goes back into the Peter Pan saga. That starts Friday on Disney Plus. For documentaries this week, we've got one called Matilda's that follows an Australian women's soccer team as they go for World Cup glory. It's also on Disney Plus. And if you want some laughs, I haven't seen it yet, but everybody is telling me that the new John Mulaney stand-up special is just rip-roaringly, absolutely hilarious. This former Chicagoan kind of takes you through his personal life over the last couple of years, which includes intervention by his friends, a stint in rehab, having a baby, just all kinds of things that have happened in his life. It's called John Mulaney Baby J, and you can find that on your Netflix right now.
And on good old WGN TV, Dean will be cooking in a little bit. What's on the menu today?
I was going to do a little pre-Cinco de Mayo treat for you today. I'm doing some stuffed poblano peppers. Not that unusual a take on a stuffed peppers. Today I'm doing it with ground turkey, but the nice thing about this recipe is that you can substitute any kind of protein in it, really. You can use ground beef, which is much more traditional. I didn't have time to prepare it, but I was going to do some diced shrimp in it. I thought that would be really tasty in a stuffed poblano pepper. But it's in there with a whole bunch of spices and onions and garlic and a nice cilantro lime cream sauce that goes on top of it. So I think it's going to turn out pretty well. They're actually in the oven as we speak, and I'll show you how we put it all together and how simple it is to do, coming up at about 9:35 this morning. The people always ask, you know, why should I watch besides the recipe? The injury factor is always a super high consideration.
Yeah, we want something to go wrong, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're getting close to cooking outside season, which means I'm getting back into that season where I can possibly set myself on fire. But in the meantime, there's a lot of chopping and dicing involved here. I recently just hand sharpened all of my knives, so they're super, super sharp right now. So I would say the injury of some the possibility of some laceration is maybe at its highest peak today.
All right, Dean Richards, he can go viral at any moment if the right thing happens on TV. We'll talk to you tomorrow if you're still with us.
See you then.